Happy Saturday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. We're here on a Saturday with another encore episode of one of our community check-in shows. This show was originally recorded back on Tuesday night, June 2nd, 2020. And during this show, it's a fun one to re-listen to because we take your calls and we talk about obscure things from the past that we miss at Walt Disney World. So as we know, things are always changing. Of course, right now, I'm missing just being at the parks, fast passes, 180-day ADRs, staying at the All-Stars, lots of stuff I can miss right now. But we talked about those things that were, you know, central to our trips, or maybe things that were just minor little details that are long gone that make Disney trips what they are. So we hope you enjoy today's show. If you're out there running, cutting the lawn, being outside, stay hydrated and take care of yourself, and we sure appreciate you supporting the show. Remember, three ways to support the show. Book your next trip with the Magic for Less Travel. Just visit themagicforless.com. Fill out that quote form while you're over there. Mention the Be Our Guest podcast, and you and I are going to be planning that trip together. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. You can also use our Amazon affiliate link, beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Costs you nothing extra, and every purchase helps support the show. So please, use it as often as you can. beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Finally, you can become a patron of the show. Just visit patreon.com/beourguestpodcast. Lots of photos from days gone by, discussions, polls, and even a mini podcast every Thursday called Mike in the Midwest. This week's show was all about the sounds of summer here in the Midwest. Hope everybody enjoyed that one. So please support the show over on Patreon, patreon.com/beourguestpodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Happy Tuesday evening, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us for yet another Be Our Guest Podcast community check-in show. It is Tuesday, June 2nd, 2020, and we're broadcasting from the beautiful Be Our Guest Podcast studios in St. Peters, Missouri, right in the heart of the United States of America. Thank you so much for joining us tonight, wherever you checked in around the country and around the world. We are so glad to have you, and we're going to be taking your calls for the next hour. And I have a topic to discuss. But before we do that, we kind of jump into the news of the day at the top of the show, just so we can kind of catch up on what is going on. And again, I work as a travel agent, so what has been happening over the past, it's been almost 6 days at this point. The Disney systems have been down as they rework the reservations to reopen the parks. Now it's next month in July. And as you may have heard, we've talked about this on the podcast this week, and you know, you've probably read the blogs and so forth. The Disney dining plan has been eliminated through September of 2021. There also will be no extra magic hours. There'll be no fast passes, and advanced dining reservations have been canceled. And they will start a new system, though, at 60 days out where you can make your advanced dining reservations. We don't know when the systems will come back online yet. We don't know when you can make those advanced dining reservations again at the time of recording. Again, when this comes out on the feed, and thanks for listening on the feed, I sure appreciate it. We'll obviously get that information out ASAP to everyone, but as of recording, we don't know that information quite yet. So that's where we stand. That's the land part of the news today. The sea part of the news for Disney Cruise Line, disappointing, but I don't think anybody was very shocked about this news that Disney Cruise Line did cancel the Alaska runs for the entire season this year, because Canada, a few days back, I think on May 29th, extended the no sail order for large ships through October 31st, 2020. So obviously the Disney Wonder sails out of Vancouver, British Columbia. Shout out to Miss K. So nowhere to park the ships, nowhere to embark and debark. So from what I've been told by one of our agents, the Disney Wonder is already headed back towards the Panama Canal. It has left San Diego, and they've scrapped that. So if you had a Disney Cruise Line plan, a Disney cruise to Alaska planned this year, as of everybody, as they've been doing since March, you will have 125% future cruise credit on your Castaway account based on your base cruise fare. And you can use that for the next 15 months. They've extended that out, so you got quite a while to use that credit. It's actually an opportunity to schedule a 2021 cruise, maybe even do an upgrade and be paid in full. I've seen a lot of guests do that. So I know it stinks. You can't sail this year, but a lot of folks are getting upgraded cruises, and you're booking them early because and you're getting better deals. So actually, financially, you come out way ahead, but it's just a matter of you had your hopes up for 2020. I totally understand that, and I feel disappointed for everybody. But if you can wait next year, if everything turns around, you're going to be coming out economically ahead on that. So that's kind of where we stand there. What else? Oh, here's the big announcement I wanted to get out there that I mentioned on Twitter. Some of you may have noticed this. Actually, a lot of you, I'm sure, saw this on Facebook. And I just wanted to kind of take about 5 minutes to address this. I posted something yesterday morning, June 1st, on the Facebook page. And I've been kind of mulling this over for the last little bit. Obviously, you guys know I work full-time in travel. I'm one of the travel agents over at the Magic for Less. I've been very fortunate to get to transition from being a full-time elementary school teacher for 17 years, which I really did enjoy. Loved working with my kids, you know, and I love seeing them grow from August to June. In 1 year, I got to spend 2 years with my class. I went down to fifth grade, taught them fifth grade, and then I stuck with them, moved back to sixth grade right with them. So we really spent two solid years together, and that was my favorite class. Some of the students from there I'm still friends with. I went to one of the, there was one girl, her name was Alicia. She went to my church. She's an incredible young lady. She told me in fifth grade she wanted to become an astronaut because this was when I was working at space camp in the summer, so everything was about space in my classroom. She goes, "Mr. Allman, I'm going to be an astronaut." And this is when she was in fifth grade, 10 years old. And I said, "That's awesome. You know, just do the best you can, work really hard, and just be the best you can be." And I kind of left it at that. You know, sixth grade came around, she's still getting straight A's, doing everything right. And the thing was, she was a good kid. She would always stick up for kids that didn't have friends. She would go eat with kids that didn't have anybody to eat with. She'd play with everybody on the playground. She was just an awesome, awesome young lady in fifth and sixth grade. So anyway, I've stayed in touch with her, obviously, because she went to our church, watched her through high school, excel in athletics, went to St. Louis University. She became a pilot, got a private pilot's license, was flying around in Cessna airplanes when I was still scared to get on an airplane. I wouldn't fly on a commercial plane because I was scared to death of heights. And here are my former students flying around, making me so proud. She is now in the Air Force flying KC-135s, refueling jets for the Air Force. And still in her 20s. You know, she's married now. She's just really on track for an amazing, amazing life. It's, you know, I've always wanted to be an astronaut. My heroes have always been astronauts. So I got very excited Saturday when SpaceX and NASA launched to the space station successfully. But I'll tell you what. If Alicia ever gets into NASA or, you know, if for chance, and I'm not putting anything past her, if she becomes an astronaut, I promise you, I will go to the ends of the earth to watch her launch into space. So anyway, long story, I love teaching for moments like that. But I've been working in travel and I've been so lucky to do that full time for the last 3 years. I've been doing it part time for 10 years total. And of course, the travel industry has been severely hit with the COVID-19 outbreak earlier this year. So right now, as lucky as I've been, and I hate to ever ask anybody for anything. I like to support people. I love when people need help. I like to be the guy who's there. You know, if you need something, I'm there. You need to move, let's do it. You need some, you know, money. You need something. You need a meal. Let's go eat. You know, that's how I like to be. But we are kind of struggling with things for the next little bit in travel, and it'll turn around. I'm sure it will. I mean, I'm excited to travel. I know all of us are. We can't wait to get back, and I appreciate you guys supporting us by booking the trips here with the Magic for Less. So many of our guests are right here in the chat, and I cannot thank you enough. And I know our hands are tied. Like, you can't travel. I mean, even if you wanted to book a trip with me right now, you can't. The systems are down. And if you wanted to go, you can't because the parks are closed. I mean, we're just all kind of in this together, and it's just a bad situation, which none of us could see coming, or none of us could do anything about. You just got to have faith. It'll get better quick. But just to kind of fill in the interim, I launched a Patreon, which, if you don't know, it's just a way to support the show. And the response to our Patreon has been overwhelming. I just thank everybody who joined at the various levels. Thank you so much. I'm learning how to do it because I didn't see myself in this kind of situation. I've always been somebody who wanted to make everything we do absolutely free. That's why we do the Amazon affiliate link. It doesn't cost you anything. We do the booking through the Magic for Less. It doesn't cost you a dime. You know, I never want to ask you to put out any money for anything. And the thing is, too, with this, even though we have a Patreon now, if you can't afford it, if you're having rough times too, and I get it because I'm there, you're not going to miss anything. Every call-in show is still going to be available. Every podcast will still be available. I might do a little behind the scenes stuff on Patreon, but you're not going to lose anything. You're still going to get all this extra stuff for free. So don't worry about that. I never want to make this exclusionary for anybody, because when you're having rough times and times are tough, that's the last thing I want is to remind somebody, oh, what, you're not getting this because times are tough and you can't afford, $5. I'm never going to make this exclusionary, guys. I appreciate each and every one of you. And that's a lot. It's why I never did Patreon, to be honest. But, this is unprecedented time. So I appreciate all the support. Thank you so, so very much for doing that. All those folks that are there. If you want to join the Patreon, it's simply patreon.com/BeOurGuestMike. It's patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast, obviously. Be Our Guest Podcast. So just come on over if you can. If you can't, times are tough. Please don't sweat it. But every little bit helps. So thank you so much, everybody who joined us. We're going to just do a little behind-the-scenes stuff over there and have some fun. All right, so tonight's show, let's get to the stuff we're going to talk about. We can talk about the cruising situation. We can talk about what we think it'll look like upon reopening. We've been talking about that for a week down at Walt Disney World. If anybody knows what a relaxation zone really means, I don't know, but we'll see. You can call me. But here's a topic that Matt threw out to me earlier today in the chat, and I sure appreciate it. He had a good point. When we go back to Walt Disney World, what are some of the obscure things we have not done for years that for some strange reason we're looking forward to doing? He mentioned that he had never, I don't know if this is right, but I thought he said he had never been in the American Adventure attraction. I can't imagine that he has not been in the American Adventure. He's going to have to clarify that for us. But for me, the one thing I don't know where this came from. This is so weird. One of the things I'm looking forward to doing upon returning to Walt Disney World is dining at Liberty Tree Tavern. I have not eaten there since they had characters, and I haven't even thought about the place too much in ages. Yet for some reason in this closeout period, it's like I'm hankering to eat at Liberty Tree. What? Why? I don't know, but I'm going to do that when we go back. I don't know why though. It's weird. All right, first call is on the line. It is Alfred. Alfred, thank you so much for joining us. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Not bad. I'm hanging in there.
Good deal.
Tonight was a pretty good day, so I look forward to those kind of days.
I'm warning you, it's going to be smoking hot here soon because it's smoking hot in the Midwest.
I know. Tomorrow they already said it's going to be like 80 here.
Yep. Oh my God. Get ready.
And we're going to have bad rain, and then it's going to be hotter, I think.
But we'll make it. We've made it through all this. The heat doesn't have a chance this year. Whatever. I'll just laugh at it.
Yeah. Yeah. And like I said, I'm building my business.
That's it. I love it.
I have plenty of time.
Amen. Amen, brother. So what is there something like, I don't know why I'm looking forward to Liberty Tree. Cause I honestly, the last time I ate there with my family, there were characters, and that's gotta been like at least 5 years ago, maybe 10. I don't know.
No more. Got 10.
Jeez. And I want it for some reason. Yeah. Maybe I'm just needing Thanksgiving. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Or I wish they would bring characters back to that.
Me too. That was cool. That was cool. That was awesome. Yeah.
Uh-huh. So for me and Country Bear Jamboree.
Wait, sorry. You cut out there for a second. You're missing Country Bear Jamboree. Oh.
Yes.
Interesting. We're in the same ballpark there. Yeah. We're in the same neighborhood.
Yeah. I have not done that in, oh my God, since probably the early 2000s. God. So I'm like.
Well, see, then you haven't seen it since they cut it real. They cut it real short now, so that'll be different for you because it's not as long as it used to be.
Yeah. Right. I hope they didn't ruin it, though.
No, it's still pretty good. It's the American attention span. Because trust me, a lot of folks joke about that. I taught in public schools for 17 years. That's the honest to God truth. If that thing was the normal length, people couldn't handle it anymore. We can't handle the length.
Right. Yeah, no. It's true. After 5 minutes, they're done. Everyone's done. So it's tough. But, that's something I really have to do again.
I'm with you. I'm trying to think of an attraction that I haven't, when I was talking with Matt, I think what I told him for an attraction was Tiki Birds. Because, like, I'm thinking about the other one. The other one, I think, an attraction that I haven't done in quite a while that I've really looked forward to. And it's because I was listening to 3028 with Matt and Kevin this morning, and he played the music from it. And I love the music. Is the not El Rio del Tiempo, but the Grand Fiesta Tour in Mexico. For some reason, I haven't ridden that in ages. I'm always in there to get a margarita or something, but I haven't gone on the, probably because I have a margarita in my hand, so I can't go on the boat ride. That's probably my problem. Yeah, but I want to ride that again.
Do that first, then.
That's
do
true.
The boat
yes,
first.
Absolutely. Well, the margarita stands outside.
I did that
that's what
a few years ago.
Yeah, it's a good little attraction. Yeah. It's small world in Spanish.
Yeah. Yep, it is. People are like trying to say, "Oh, it's going to go to Coco." I hope they don't do that.
I haven't seen
it. Because I think that would
ruin it. I haven't seen Coco. I'm scared because everybody says they cry so much.
Oh, it was such a great movie.
I don't need any crying. I've been almost crying. I've been on the verge of tears like 100 times in the last couple of months. I can't have it, you know. Not now.
Especially the past few days.
Tell me, because our town, it's for us, and I'm not going to get into this tonight because I'm just going to escape, but... You know, for us, Ferguson happened right here, you know, right in my school district, right where I go to church. And it's just kind of PTSD for St. Louis for where we live. You know, it's like we've moved on. But I guess, you know, I guess we didn't correct the wounds that I thought we had healed because I thought we came together. I don't know. I just hope that peace can prevail and justice can win out. So
that's me too. Me too. So. Let me see what else I would say I would have to do if I go.
Okay.
When I go. Not if I go. When
For
I go.
For real. Don't say if.
When. See, there's not much that I haven't done. There are things I don't do because I don't care for it. So that's a different thing.
That was my
maybe thing. Splash Mountain.
You don't do Splash every trip?
No.
Huh. I do usually.
I'm not one for the drop.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. But the story is amazing. You know, Disney knew what they were doing when they made that ride.
It might be the best dark ride of all of them.
Yeah. I would have to agree.
Yeah, it's because it's so long. Yeah. It's such a long ride.
Yeah. It's just the drop I can't handle. So I haven't done that in a long time. Probably a good 15 years on that one.
Holy cow, I can't believe it's that long. Wow, that's crazy.
Yep. Yeah. So maybe I would do that one.
We got to get there at the same time. I want to ride it with you the first time back.
Okay, let's do it.
I want that picture.
December 27th to January 4th is when I'll be down there.
All right. You'll have to talk to my wife and see if I can get permission. Because I'll be there for marathon right after that.
Oh, my God.
That's funny.
Nope.
All right. Well,
I can't wait, though.
I can't wait either, man. I'm kind of jealous because I don't know that I'm going to get down there like right at opening. I know Scott is. I know Pam's going to be down there. A lot of folks are. I don't know. Right now, I'm just trying to be conservative with the money. You know, it's just, I mean, even just going and saying it's expensive even to go to Pop Century. Even though we all have tickets, you got to get, you know, transportation down. You got to get a hotel. You got to pay all the food.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm just trying to be, you know, very conservative and just make it through this little rough patch. And so I want to go, but I'm going to be living through everybody else, I think.
So do I.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah. I would love to go in July or August, but I just feel also I'm afraid that there's going to be spikes in the virus. So I'm a little nervous about that.
Yep. That's why I keep telling everybody. Cross your fingers and wait and see. Hopefully not, but it could happen.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but by the time I'm ready to go, I'll be more comfortable leaving my house.
Right.
And
you know what?
Months,
Michelle in the chat, she's going on Splash with us. She hasn't done it since she was a kid. Because her kids never want to go, so she's on. We're gonna fill a log. We're just gonna fill a big old log. Well, we probably can't. We can't fill a log anymore because of social distancing.
No,
we'll just all communally ride a bunch of logs.
Yeah. Or one in each row.
Yes, yes.
Then that's not too bad. Yeah.
Or every other. Until nobody.
I think we should do this.
And nobody in the front can yell. Nobody in the front can open their mouth and go, ah. Well, I guess if you have a mask on, you can.
Yeah. Yeah. Before I let you go, because I know there's a lot of people who want to get on, I have to just say, I ordered the t-shirt and the mask.
Okay.
And I can't wait to get them.
I got to get a picture when you get it.
Yes. I'll wear both at the same time.
This is so weird. This is so weird. Oh, we're living in weird times.
Yes. And I think we should all go down and all have our t-shirt and our mask and do one big picture in front of the castle.
I'm in. I'm in. We're going to make it happen. We are. That'll be one
we
like
are making
that,
it happen.
It'll be in a history book. Well, they don't make books anymore, but it would be in a history book 100 years from now.
Digital.
Yeah, digital copy. That's right on somebody's eye. It'll be a history PDF for somebody 100 years from now. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Right. Hey, Alfred, it's so good to hear from you, buddy.
Also,
thanks so much for calling in.
One more thing.
Go ahead.
One more thing.
Go ahead.
Thank you for doing this. I have not been able to formally say it. I appreciate you doing this every single night and just making us happy and just keeping everyone positive. That's all because of you.
No, it's all of us. You guys are keeping me sane. So this is my therapy. I get to talk with my friends every night. So I look forward to it.
So I was very happy to do the Patreon just because of you.
I appreciate
and
that,
that's
buddy.
That.
If you ever need anything, it goes both ways, okay?
You got it.
All right,
absolutely.
Take care of yourself, buddy. I'll talk to you soon. All right,
I'll
see you later, Alfred.
You
okay,
right. Bye-bye.
We got to get Alfred on Splash. That is bothering me. All right, we have our next caller. Please. Ho. Wrong button. Hey, caller, who's there? Uh-oh. Wait for it. Nope. Hang on. Oh, maybe if I hit the green button. Do we have our caller? Nope. Hang on. What is going on here? Now we have our caller. Right? Who's there?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Hey, Mike, it's Marlesta.
Okay, good. How's it going? Sorry about that. I just, how to run this thing by, you know, it's, June now? We've been doing this since March. I still can't answer the phone.
Right? I don't know if you've heard me screaming from all the way in New York, but I just had a heart attack when Alfred said he hasn't been on Splash Mountain 15 years.
Same.
You know how I am about that, right?
Dude, I mean, the hill's big. I get it. I mean, I don't say a word because I'm scared to get on an airplane. And people are like, you're such a chicken, so I'm not saying anything, but I'm just saying. Yeah.
Oh, I've been known to ride times in the day. So we gotta all get on it. That's just how it has to be, right?
Breaking the law.
Splash Mountain reunion. I mean, I don't know if we caused a split in a few logs, like you said, but yeah. Now I just miss Splash Mountain.
I know, me too. Hi, you come on. Pleased to meet you.
But I always miss Splash Mountain. I listen to that medley, man, all the time. All right. If nothing else, people will remember me as a Splash Mountain fan.
Do you want to know, though, one thing about that attraction? I could never... For the life of me, until like maybe 3 or 4 years ago, I could not figure out what the rabbit was saying when he said, pretty good, show us your bone. Like, I was like, what is he saying?
Same.
Like, I didn't understand. Forever. Like, I think I just figured this out. It's pretty good, sure as you're born, is what he's saying. But he's saying, I guess, like a Southern slang. And I mean, I have Southern relatives. Like, I mean, I should be able to figure that out. But it's like, pretty good, shows your bone. I was like, what's that mean, shows your bone? Like, what shows your bone? I don't know what that means.
I had to Google the lyrics. Like, oh, pretty good, sure as your bone. Comma in there. All right, got it.
I had no clue.
I was like,
what is that?
Okay, now I'm just on a Splash Mountain high.
Yes.
Sorry. At first when I saw the name of this topic, I thought you were going to ask about very obscure things that aren't there anymore. So I had to like rethink my answer.
We could talk about anything on these shows. You know that.
It's a free for all, right? Because I was going to get like really random, like I was going to like, well, you know, I met Genie as a kid in Epcot and he's not there anymore and that's kind of sad. But one thing that, this is kind of falls into both categories because it's still technically there. It's just been down for, I don't know how long it's been, a year maybe, probably longer. I haven't been able, I just miss riding the train around Magic Kingdom because
yes.
That hasn't been, that's been down for
I
a
love
while.
The train. Yes. Yes. I hear you totally. I'm totally on the train as soon as we get back, if it's open.
And it's such a simple thing, but I think, and this is partly why I love the People Mover, and I think, I know you love the People Mover as well, and, you know, because, you know, obviously it's relaxing and you're, like, resting your feet for a little bit, but it's also a chance to, you know, really appreciate the atmosphere mm-hmm. of the Magic Kingdom,
yes.
you know, in a way that's not as hot and humid because you got a little bit of a breeze going. So, that's definitely one. There are a few things I still like haven't done at all. Like I still haven't done Fantasmic. Don't kill me. But
you have not. Whoa! You have not seen Fantasmic. Then you don't even get
no,
the intro
I
to
haven't.
Our podcast. That's from Fantasmic.
Well, I still like it.
Some imagination, huh? Oh, that show's awesome. That's my wife's favorite show, and I love it too. It is a lot of work. I'll give you that. That show is a lot of work to get in that stadium, get out of that stadium. Probably not the best show right now with all the social distancing stuff, but it hasn't killed me yet. And it's a great show. And it kind of freaks me out when people are falling off the mountain. Like there's stunt people in that show. It's pretty cool.
I have to see it. I think like, especially last trip back in, and I think one of the reasons why this it was harder to think of one and why like I thought of something like the railroad, which, you know, it's still there, but we just can't ride it right now. Even if the parks are open right now, it is because I like something that I was kind of proud of on my most recent trip this year was that I kind of took the time to do those like underrated attractions that I hadn't done in years. So like the Country Bears I hadn't done since I was a kid and I did that. And so I kind of have this newfound appreciation for like that and the Tiki Birds.
Mm-hmm.
So those are like more fresh in my memory. But I actually haven't done American Adventure in a while either, but I have done it, Mike. Don't get upset. I've done that.
Let me ask you this about American Adventure. I just like, you know, talking to true Disney fans about this kind of stuff. And I'll admit it, like, because my daughter Mallory makes fun of me all the time because, like, every time I watch American Adventure, when the movie hits from the middle. But I think the thing is, you got to be older for this to happen to you. I cry every time I watch it, the middle part, because of the Challenger thing, because I remember sitting in sixth grade when that happened. Like, because I've always been into space, and that's the day I decided to be a teacher was because of Krista McAuliffe. Like, it literally changed my life, and, you know, that's I've been a space nut before, since, and ever more. But, like, when I see just that movie, it's the music and the movie and those images. Like, I cry every time I see that movie. Now, tell me that my wife doesn't have a soul. She doesn't cry. So if you don't cry, it's okay. You just don't have a soul. But if you don't, you know, I cry in that movie. I love American Adventure. But like when I go in, like I have to prepare myself mentally. Like, I love this show. I love this show so much. I'm going to bawl. Can I handle it today? Do I want to go in? But I do love it. It's hard, though. I guess I'm a real American.
No, like I think that's great. I think that's great when if I don't cry with it. But with that being said, I always think it's great when that can like kind of move you because you know, like I work in TV and so like love TV and love movies and so you know I'm all about storytelling, making you laugh or cry. Ideally, it's a positive combination of the two. So I think that's just a testament to. I mean, it's a great attraction. I mean, it's very impressive even in I think 2020 even though I haven't seen it in 2020 I trust that it still is very impressive and even the last one I'll sneak in here is not to potentially take other people's answers but I do really like the Indiana Jones Stunt Show and I don't think it gets enough love
yes.
because I think that's again like loving film and the kind of behind the scenes aspects of film like it's so cool to see that and how authentic it is and just all the work that goes into that show. And I get why, especially now, people might skip it because some of the most popular rides in any park are in Hollywood Studios, right? But it's a fun show. And I don't know if you've seen it recently.
No, I've actually been in the show.
I didn't
have to take the punch, but I love that show for a few reasons. And I agree. A lot of people skip Indiana Jones because I think just because Indiana Jones is older. I mean, there's not a lot of current buzz for Indiana. You know, it's like, you know, if you're not like of my generation or you have some kind of a, like you said, you got the background, you work in media production and stuff like that. So it's interesting in that aspect, but I like it for the fact that, one, it's an attraction that has a lot of moving parts. Like, it has a staff. I mean, this isn't something like two or three people can run the attraction. I mean, these are, you know, stunt people. And, I mean, you're not talking about two or three. You're talking probably, I would guess, 12 to 15 stunt people doing crazy stuff for 20 minutes. But my favorite thing is just that I love the comedy of the thing. Like, I love the plant. You know, I don't want to give it away. I mean, show's so old. But I mean, like, for a lot of the shows, it's John Pelkey who does the Run Disney announcing. He's a lot of times he's been the plant. He's the guy that gets up there and takes the hit. And so, like, when it's him, because I talk to him on Facebook all the time, it's hilarious because, like, I know the guy. And, like, it's funny to see the reaction of people around you that don't know it's coming. Like, I like that just as much because, like, oh my God, they just knocked that guy out and he's just some dad that came in from like Minnesota or California or, you know, Iowa. This guy just got dropped. Like, what are they doing? It's so, I mean, that's the stupid kind of sense of humor I have. So that's why I love Indiana Jones. There's just a lot going on. It's a neat experience, but I'll be honest. I skip it all the time.
Oh yeah. And I kind of love that about it as well. And I'm also the kind of person that if there's something that I really love, like whether, you know, it is a TV show or film or Disney ride or you know, when I brought my boyfriend like for the first time and it was his first time going, and then in January my friend is a little crazy and she's doing the half marathon while I'm doing 10K, like it'll be her first time there in years. Like I love like showing people things about Disney that's like their first time seeing it that I also feel that they'll love, if you know what I mean, right? Like I know like her, my friend's like boyfriend who's coming, like he loves Toy Story. So I can't wait to see like the look on his face when he's in Toy Story Land. Like I love kind of sharing that magic of Disney with people and seeing that reaction that they have. Like that's special to me. Like in addition to all the things that I personally love about it or that I love seeing, you know, like kind of seeing that first reaction. Cause like we'll never have that first reaction to some things again, but we can kind of relive it through bringing a friend or a family member there for the first time.
It's special because you get to share in that moment. Like, you know how much it means to you when you see them reacting. It's as close as we can ever get to having the first time again for that experience. I agree. When you become a parent, that's one of the greatest things about becoming a parent. Or like you said, you know, it works the other way. You know, my mom and dad, they don't get Disney, you know, like my dad, I don't think has been to Disney except that one day in the Magic Kingdom when I was in fifth grade, and he doesn't get it. I mean, he supports what I do because he thinks it's pretty cool because he worked in radio and this is kind of as close to radio as I'll ever get. But, you know, I would love for him to have like you know, some people just aren't wired that way. I don't know if my dad is. Like, I would get a kick out of him really falling for something, but I don't know. Like, I mean, show him like an old baseball clip, he'd be balling. Like, Field of Dreams, it's over for both of us. Like, it's just done. You know, Dad, you want to have a catch? I'm about to cry right now just thinking about that line from Kevin Costner. But the thing is, like, I don't know. Like, you know, there's a lot of things at Disney that stir me, that bring me to tears. Dale just brought up a great one in the chat. One Man's Dream. Because you know, when you see the background of Walt growing up and seeing him struggle, like, I know we can all relate to Walt, but I'm a kid from Missouri and I relate to Walt because he was a kid from Missouri, a Missouri farm. And, you know, I just, I like to see that the underdog can win and Walt did. So yeah, Walt, One Man's Dream gets me too. This is going to turn into a cry fest. Mike's a big crybaby. He goes around, Walt Disney World crying all the time. And Illuminations would get me too back in the day. Oh my gosh.
It's a good cry. It's a good cry. And as just one more thing, Wiggly, because you brought up how the show, just I am really glad you're doing the Patreon. I think it was funny. I kind of was thinking like a few weeks ago, like, oh man, like I kind of wish the Be Our Guest podcast like a Patreon, because I would, you know, love to support that. And I'm really glad you did. Like, I know it's like difficult time for everyone, but as soon as I saw that post, I had to go back and read it, because as soon as I saw, oh, Patreon, here's the link, this is great, I immediately signed up, did the thing twice, and I'm very, you know, proud to do that, because, you know, I tell you this all the time, but, you know, I mean it, like, this podcast community really is incredible, it's unique, there's, I don't think another community quite like it, and it really stems from your dedication, like, the fact that you make sure that there's at least 3 shows on the feed, even while you're on vacation. Like, that's just, I can't think of a single other podcaster that does that, because there is no one. And that really is so appreciated. And just like, thank you for just being so dedicated and just such a great person to talk to, and such a positive force in the Disney community.
I appreciate that. It goes both ways. You know, I never want to, I know that you don't have to listen to the show. There's a lot of great, great shows, Disney and otherwise. And, the fact that anybody downloads the show every morning when I wake up and I look at all the, you know, to make sure the show went out overnight and everybody downloaded, everything looks okay. Everything looks good. I don't have a bunch of negative stuff happening. Like, I get happy. Like, we got to spread some fun that day. And so the fact that you listen to the show, and again, you know, I appreciate everybody who can support us. And if it ever becomes a burden, please don't feel bad if you have to. You're not going to miss out on anything except some goofy stuff we might do behind the scenes. I mean, this stuff is always going to be there, because I understand it. I would not want to exclude anybody in a time where it's where they're struggling, because I get it. I'm there. So if you ever need anything, you just let me know, too. It works both ways, and I sure appreciate that. And we'll talk Thursday night, because tomorrow night we have a fun trip report.
Yes, absolutely. And we'll both agree that we're pretty good Shores Reborn now that we know what the lyric is.
Pretty good shows your bone.
gonna get Alfred on Splash Mountain if he's still in that chat, and get you back on it, too. So
that's what we'll do.
All going to ride that.
All right. All right. Gonna get loaded up. Have a good night. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Right. Bye-bye.
Much. Bye-bye. All right. I didn't even get out the phone number yet. And we are at 737, 407-413-9395, 407-413-9395. Again, thank you so much for all the kind words about the Patreon. It's just a way to get through, but if it is ever becomes burdensome, I can't even speak, burdensome, don't hesitate to hit pause on that. No worries. All right, we have our next call on the line. Who's joining us?
Dodie,
nice to meet you.
Yeah. I'm from New York City.
Everybody that's called tonight's been from New York City. Alfred, Marlessa, and now you.
So I listened to your show a lot, and this was before like the riot thing. When and I love Disney. I love Universal. I think people should just. I don't like when people say, I'm not going to say the name of the other park, and let's let Universal make all the mistakes.
Okay.
Let's just talk about, in this COVID world, why can't people just be happy for one another or just be okay?
Well, actually,
Universal made a lot of people grieve.
Yes.
Harry Potter.
Yes. And what we're going to, we talk about this actually, because we already recorded tomorrow's show yesterday. We talk about this because Universal is opening this week. So they're going to have, you know, their resorts open, their theme parks open, and we had that discussion. I joke about Universal because I just don't get Harry Potter. Like, I don't get Harry Potter. I'm just not into, like, wizards and magic and all that. I tried to read the books. I tried to watch the movies, and it's not my thing. It just isn't. And also, I'm not, like, one to get whipped around on the Incredible Hulk and all that stuff. But I totally, because I went there for training 2 years ago. We did everything. We had Express Pass. We had a chance to ride everything, going to the hotels. And I had an absolute blast. It's just a joke with me. But I want them to succeed, because I want all of this. I want all of Central Florida, and I want everybody to, I want us to all bounce out of this COVID thing and just get back to life. You know, I want sports to succeed. Broadway up by you, you know, with all the live theater. I want everything to get back. So, yeah, that's a great point. We all need to root for each other at this point.
Right. And you say it jokingly, but like, I don't know. I was listening and someone said, I'm not going to name the other park. Now, here's the thing. Universal can open because they didn't furlough their employees. They also don't rely on college programs and other countries working.
That's
so
true.
Like, put aside the furlough, college went home and other countries went home. That's a big Disney workforce.
I agree.
They also are much smaller, and if they're not as family kid based. So I think it's maybe a little bit easier for them to open. I don't think they're rushing it. I think doing this cast preview is very smart, but people have called in and on this, you know, like Universal make all the mistakes. These people have jobs. They're making money. They're getting paid and they have some place to go every day. I just didn't like when someone said, I'm not going to name the other park. Let's let them make mistakes.
Well, I appreciate you saying
that.
You
go there on vacation.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you saying that because I love when we can have a discussion here about that, and I'll be more careful with that myself. And that way, all of our listeners are going to hear this now. So that, you know, I appreciate that because you're exactly right. It's kind of apples to oranges on the scale. But again, you know, and like you mentioned, Universal isn't geared as much towards the fantasy of what Walt Disney World is. Walt Disney World is obviously based for families for a lot of it, the Magic Kingdom, but Epcot's more of an adults park. But there's going to be more thrills over at Universal, and that's absolutely fine because you know what? I work with a lot of families. I work with a lot of guests at the Magic for Less where if you have kids, say, like between, I'm just pulling numbers, but like 13 to 18, like, trust me, they want to go to Universal. You know, it's like that's their jam.
Even at 10, they want to go to Universal.
Yeah, totally. I mean, like, and I went to Volcano Bay. Volcano Bay is way better than Typhoon Lagoon and Blizzard Beach. Like, that water park is of the next level. It's incredible. So there's room for everything. I just joke about it because I just had never been there and I didn't want to. But I'll be more careful. I learn each day, and I think that makes a great point. It's Disney, you know, I think that to survive, not to survive, but to be responsible, they did have to send the international cast members home. They did have to furlough workers. Trust me, I don't want to see anybody furloughed. I don't want anybody out of work. That's a situation. I'm not out of work right now, but I'm not getting paid. You know, I'm still working until like travel picks up. But yeah, Universal, I'm glad that they were able to do what they can do. I want to see every person be able to work their job, get their paycheck, and live their life. And Universal got to do that, and I'm happy for them. I'm very happy for them. Actually, Ricky's brother works at Universal, so that's good.
Yeah, and I love Disney, and my family makes fun of me all the time. You're an adult, and yes, I do retail arbitrage. I sell coloring books, so like I use the excuse that like I listen to Disney podcasts, but like I'm my family's ultra orthodox. I left, but like for Passover, I went to my sister in Los Angeles, and like 2 days before it started, I took my high school nephews. We did a day at Disneyland, Star Wars Land, and a day at Universal Studios because that's what high school boys wanted to do.
What do they think? I'm curious though, because that's a really good comparison. So what did they think between like Galaxy's Edge and then the Universal experience?
Oh wait, so it was two totally different things. And when they called me and they put the anti-Dodie instead of just the Dodie, which usually happens around 8, 9, 10, mm-hmm. They're like, remember the Disney trips you used to take us to? Because I'm the only single one and half my family lives on the West Coast. I'm like, yeah, so can we go again? I was like, does this have anything to do with the fact that Star Wars opened? Because you don't like that park. And you hated when we went there last year as a family, like when, you know, Grandma and Grandpa took everyone. I mean, they didn't hate it, but they complained because teenagers like to complain.
No, oh, trust me. I have a preteen and I have a 23-year-old. I get it. Totally, I'm with you.
And they had a great time. And they love Space Mountain, and Disneyland is so much better.
Oh, you're making me jealous. It is amazing. I know. Oh.
And the fact that you can hop, like if someone says, where do you want to go, Disneyland or Disney World? Disneyland every time because transportation so much easier. Mm. And I love Radiator Springs.
Okay,
it's so cool.
This is not helping me right now.
No, you have to go. So anyway, Star Wars Land was amazing. Haven't watched the movies, but it was immersive. It was cool. We stayed at the Grand Californian because I wanted a vacation. Nice. And then Universal, they went on all the roller coasters. And they had a great time. And yeah, we spent a lot of money.
That's
three lightsabers.
Oh my gosh. I have a $29 one hanging on the wall here. It lights up, but it's $29 I got off an Instagram ad. That's probably as close as I'll get to a lightsaber. Cause it's just not. Oh,
you
I
know
want
what?
One so bad though.
I was happy to do it because of the memory.
Yes, totally.
Like,
the experience.
They don't hang out with their single aunt. I mean, I'm in my 30s, but like I used to be Orthodox. Like they don't hang out with me like at big family gatherings. You know, they hang out with their cousins. So, like the fact that we did that and it was just me and three boys.
Memories forever. What? Memories forever, though, you know.
Right, and I take their sisters to Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo. Or whatever it's called.
You are the best.
So it's the same thing. I mean, okay, it's a little bit more, but
everybody wants everybody wants an Auntie Doty.
Well, I'm the only one who's not married. I left, and so I have a little bit more income because I don't support children. Yeah. But here's the thing with the Harry Potter books. I never read to them. I mean, I didn't. And I took my younger sister to see the first movie because our birthdays are both in November, and that's when the first one came out. And I kept nudging her the whole time. What's this about? What's this about? And she's like, why didn't you just read the book? The first three chapters were so hard to get through, but then it was about a bunch of kids living in a dormitory.
Yeah, I tried.
It was like so cool. Like here, I like the first two movies, I think. I haven't seen them all. But it was like, then I got into it and I understood like why everyone got into it. But if you ever do go to Universal again, Hagrid looks amazing.
Now, I rode the train. The one thing that I...
No, the Hagrid is the motorcycle.
Yeah, okay, yeah, okay, yeah, yeah. And what's the one where you're on like the one that everybody said I was going to get sick? Because I get motion sick and it's the one where like we ride the broom, like you do the Quidditch thing or... Oh, what's that one called?
I don't know.
I don't know. Somebody will say it in the chat. But it's like, it's the more intense ride before Hagrid's. It was the most intense ride in...
No, Hagrid's isn't intense.
Well, it's like a roller coaster, though, right? On the kind of like the motorcycle in the sidecar?
But it's like sort of like slinky, but a little... It's more like Big Thunder.
Okay, well, it's not intense.
It's not... Yeah. It's not intense at all.
Cool. I'll give that a shot.
No,
I did like the train was cool.
Yeah, it's not an intense roller coaster.
Yeah, the Hogwarts thing was really cool. Did you do that?
Big Thunder.
Did you do the train? That
was
neat.
I don't like Florida. It's too hot.
Well, yeah.
I hate Florida. Yeah, it's hot and humid.
It's just as hot right here now. In Missouri, it turned into summer like instantly. It's so hot here right now. Oh.
So, like, if I have to choose, I'd rather go to the West Coast.
Oh, yeah.
Not as humid.
My dad works for the Rams, and he always brags about going out to L.A., so whatever. That's another story for another time.
Yeah, well, I have family there, but has Mallory asked to go to Universal? And what happens if she would? Would you take her?
Oh, yeah, I will. Yeah, she really wants to go to Volcano Bay. She's like, you know, she's 12, and she wants to, she's really into the water park. We don't watch movies. And Mallory watches no movies. She watches basically YouTube videos for cheerleaders. So she doesn't, like, she has not read Harry Potter, watched any Harry Potter. She doesn't watch any of the movies. So she's not really wanting to go to Universal, per se. She wants to go to Cabana Bay in Florida. She wants to go there at Universal. And she does want to go to Volcano Bay really badly. So we're going to have to make that happen. But, yeah, we'll go over just to have new
experiences.
Cabana
Bay is so reasonable.
Cabana Bay is awesome. It's so
the
cool.
The prices?
Yes.
It?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm not saying anything's cheap, but it's affordable.
No,
it's
but
nice.
I mean, isn't
yeah.
it? It's, like, really affordable. And
yes.
It sleeps, like, a family of four or five comfortably.
Yes. And it's, to me... I love Pop Century, but it's like Pop Century on steroids.
Yeah, and it's around that price point, isn't it?
It's cheaper, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean...
Now that you have the Skyliner
tax. And I think they
have
the slide.
Yeah, and their pool's really cool. They got a lazy river in the middle.
Yeah, that would be like a good staycation.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, because it opens this week. Let's see. Could we drive down? Now you're just telling me I'm going to have to go down. Oh. Dodie, you're going to cost me money, and I'm trying to save money right now.
Yeah, I know. My business finally picked up.
Ours will.
But yeah, but I did go to Disney on the Disney on Broadway, their special 25th year thing. Mm-hmm. this past winter, and that was really good.
We need Broadway to come back because I want to go see that sometime.
Yeah, I did that. I did that because I had a big surgery and I had a below the knee amputation, and it was successful. And like, I got them back into sports, so I decided to treat myself and do that.
That's a great idea.
And it was really good.
That's awesome.
Because I used to do marathons on a hand cycle bike, you know, the like wheelchair bikes.
Oh my gosh! When people do that, I do not know how that is physically possible.
So you do the hand cycle like with your arms.
Yes.
So I used to do marathons.
I can't imagine.
And then I'm aiming to do a 5K when it opens in New York.
Well,
with my leg.
You know
which
what?
I'll be able to do. That's because I'm determined.
You know what? Someday I'm going to run the New York Marathon, and I would love to meet you there. That'd be my honor. That'd be awesome.
Oh my gosh, no, I hated the marathon. I did it. So you go up the Verrazano Bridge.
Yeah, I saw it on TV.
Which is a hill.
I was excited for it.
And on a hand bike?
Well, not on a bike, I guess.
So
yeah,
hard.
Right. Yeah, you're right.
It was so, so hard. The New York City Half Marathon, I love.
Maybe I'll do that.
I love it. It's 13.2 miles. The energy is like there the entire time. There's no energy in the Verrazano Bridge or in the like Queens.
I've said this 100 times. My frame of reference of New York City is I watch Blue Bloods every day during the week. That's it. I've never been there. I'm a bad American. I got to get there sometime. I'm stuck in the Midwest.
You know, I like listen to other podcasts and people talk about like how expensive Disney is restaurants. And I'm like thinking like, it's cheap compared to where I live.
Oh Lord, that's giving me a heart attack because I'm in the Midwest. Things are expensive at Disney.
Seriously, it's cheap. Like people, and I'm thinking like, wait a second, I live in New York. My rent is like probably triple what people pay.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, but I love your shows.
Thanks, Dodie.
They're great. I love the camaraderie between the three of you.
Yeah, we get along a little bit.
But I kind of see Ricky as being your younger sister, like your annoying younger sister, and you're her like annoying older brother who you really love,
but
you don't want to say that.
That's it. My parents went to school with her parents. They grew up together, my parents and her parents. And for one day I was a substitute teacher for her sixth grade class. And I never let her forget that. I got to tell her what to do.
Oh, you taught her?
Yes. Cause I was in college and so I just gotten enough hours because to substitute teach, you have to have 60 hours of credit. But I graduated high school with like 28 or something. So it was my freshman year of college and I was substituting like 2 days a week. And I got and I knew obviously her family because our families were friends. And so, yeah, she was in sixth grade and I taught her class one day. So I thought that was pretty funny. Looking back, I always remind her of that. Remember, I was your teacher for one day. That just shows I'm old.
Yeah, but substitute. Yeah, but that's
really
cool.
Yeah. Well, hey, I got to run, Dodie. Because
so do you book Disneyland?
I do, but I get a lot of assistance folks that have been there. Yep.
When they open up and I have more cash flow, I'm going to book my next trip to Disneyland with you.
You rock! Thank you for supporting me, and let me know if there's any way I can support your business too.
No, I'm good. Thanks, but good luck with Missouri and everything. Yes.
You too. It's so nice to meet you. Bye bye. Have a good night.
You too. Bye. Bye.
Love meeting new listeners. This is what this is all about, getting to talk to new folks. That's amazing. But scared me to death about the cost of New York City. If Disney seems cheap, I don't know. I've heard that, though. Actually, Disney, if you think about the things you do for fun, like St. Louis and Missouri is not expensive. However, like if you go to a Cardinals game, you're going to pay $8 for a soda. That's more than Walt Disney World. You're going to pay $10 for a hot dog. So that's more than Disney World. So, I mean, you know, you can sit, Pam and I have had this discussion many times, Pam Forrester. You can sit at home and eat cheap. You know, you can get, hot dogs from the grocery store and, you know, day-old buns and some chips and some Vest soda here in St. Louis. And it can be cheap, but, I mean, anytime you go to have fun, most places, most venues, entertainment venues, it's just you're paying some money. So Disney's, while it is expensive, I get that, it's maybe not as unreasonable as people guess. All right, 407-413-9395. We have 5 minutes left in the show. We can sneak in one call. Oops, let me see if reset Skype there. Okay, so 407-413-9395. Yeah, Alfred's mentioning how Frozen closed on Broadway, and it's not coming back when Broadway reopens. That's kind of a drag because that's a show. And I know it sounds like, you know, why would I like Frozen? Frozen, the original movie, is special to me because obviously it's two sisters. I have two daughters. And we went to see it for the very first time the day it released on my birthday 1 year. And so I got to go on my birthday, November 27th, to see it with my daughters. And I immediately, watching the movie the very first time in the theater, you know, could assign, you know, one of my daughters is definitely Anna. The other one's definitely Elsa. And I just, you know, again, as a parent and as a dad of two girls, if something were to ever happen to their parents, myself and my wife, I would hope that they would bond together, rally together, and help each other get through life. That's kind of the thing I got out of that. So Forbidden Journey, by the way, was the correct ride that I did not go on because everybody said I would yak if I did. So I trusted them. Okay, we have our last call of the night. Who's joining us?
Hi, this is Mallory from Iowa.
Mallory, what's going on? Hey, I kind of like that name. If I say that too loud, my kid's going to come down the steps. Yes, she is named.
Well, her name.
Yeah. I mean, yes, for the record, she is named after Family Ties. Yeah. So there you go.
People always ask me that, and I was like, I'm not really sure what that is, but sure.
That's true. Well, the deal was Paige and Pam both started with a P. So I remember because my wife and I were both teachers at the time. We were sitting on the lazy river at Coke Park in Florissant, where we used to live, the community pool right next to our old house. We're on the lazy river and, you know, we're like, well, we got to come up with a name for the kid, you know? So, and we said, well, Paige and Pam both have P, so the kid has to have an M. And we just went through names and, you know, Mallory stuck. So there we go. And so there's Mallory.
Both my sister and I are M's. I was supposed to be Meredith and my dad didn't like the name. And so they gave me Mallory and then my sister rolled around and they named her Meredith. So I always give her a little bit of crap for that.
I told Mallory if she was going to be a boy, her name was going to be Chase because Chase Daniel was the Mizzou quarterback at the time. My wife swore she wasn't going to let me name her Chase or if it was a boy, but I was going to sign that birth certificate before she found out because I really wanted the name Chase, but she was a girl, so it didn't happen. Anyway, you didn't call to talk about names. What did you get? What's going on?
Well, my obscure experience that I miss that won't ever come back is there used to be where those plaza tables are. There used to be that you could go down and there was another one down and where they had like the river under the bridge.
Mm-hmm, yes.
And that was, I just used to love when I was a cast member, I'd go get the cinnamon roll from the Main Street Bakery and go down and sit down there and watch the ducks and just people watch. And it was so relaxing and it'll never come back, which I do love the hub makeover, but that was a nice little area.
Yeah, the old Rose Garden and all that stuff. Yeah. You know what?
Yeah.
You just made me think of something. I bet those ducks are so confused. The ducks outside of Casey's.
Where is all of our food?
Exactly. I hope somebody's grilling up with like at least like a dozen corn dog nuggets and, you know, just like a 50 fries a day and just scattering them around. I mean, you don't want to change their behavior.
Yeah, maybe that's what security's doing.
That's it. They put the flag up, they put the flag down, and they feed the ducks Casey's. Maybe an occasional ice cream
exactly.
Spill somewhere so they can lick it, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So your cast member, what'd you do?
I did multiple things. I was merchandise for my first college program. I was photo pass for my second college program. And then I switched to the fast pass team as that was rolling out. I went full time and then ended up in photo pass again. And that completed my like 2 year journey there.
So let me ask you this, cause we're running a little short on time, but when I hear people that do photo pass, I'm always curious. What was the most unique thing you got to photograph as a photographer? Was it like, did you ever do any like engagements or any unusual requests or anything like that?
Yeah, like the first engagement I did actually was down in that spot that I mentioned during the fireworks. So that was cool. One of my managers came and pulled me and said, hey, do you want to do an engagement? I was like, yes, I really do.
For real? That'd be awesome.
We went down there. Yeah. And then I guess my favorite experience being a photo pass photographer was I was once It was about 2 months before I left Disney. I was on Hollywood Boulevard in Hollywood Studios, staring down at Tower of Terror. And this family approached me, and they were like, "Oh my gosh, we remember you from the last time we were here last year." Like, "Oh wow, that's amazing." They were like, "Yeah, you were the only photographer who got our daughter to smile the entire vacation."
Nice.
So that was really good.
Yeah, it is. Oh my gosh, that's awesome. Yeah, and I know we got to roll, but like college program, obviously you did it more than once, so amazing, right? That's my biggest regret. I wish I would have done college. Every person I've talked to is like, "Oh my gosh, it was like the best 6 months, or it was the best year, you know, whatever. It was amazing. It was the best time of my life, and I'm so mad I didn't get to do it."
Yeah, it's so awesome. Changed my life. Definitely. That's why I decided to do it a second time. met some friends I'll have for the rest of my life there. So it was so awesome. Cool.
Well, hey, thanks so much for calling in, Mallory. I appreciate it. And don't be a stranger. Mallory's go right to the front of the line sometimes.
All right. Have a great night.
Take care up in Iowa. See you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. That's going to put a wraps on tonight's check-in show. Thank you so much to everybody who tuned in, who called in. We had so much fun. Okay, so let's talk about this week. Tomorrow, we have a trip report going to be on the feed at 6:15 Central, 7:15 Eastern. We'll have video, I think, tomorrow night, so that'll be fun. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the four in a row, we're going to take your calls and have so much fun. So we'll have some fun topics. I have some ideas. Don't forget, if you want to join the Patreon, I'd appreciate it, but don't worry if you can't. It's patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. And also give us a follow on the social media, Instagram and Twitter at BeOurGuestMike and at BeOurGuestPod. And of course, facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. All right, till we talk again, stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon. Bye, everybody.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.